All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I think so. I might have to yawn. Hold on. I'm already bored.
I can't yawn when you're laughing.
I can never start because Diana's laughing. All right. Welcome to this episode of Bush and Banner, hosted by me, Jennifer Mabus, and Diana Carmella. Today's episode is a fan favorite, one of our location spotlights, where we highlight places we think you should visit and explore. For today's location spotlight, we will be taking you on a journey through the entire state of California. But to do that, we wanted the expertise of an individual who was born and raised in California and knows many of the ins and outs of the state. This individual was hired by the state of California as a producer to shoot a cluster of videos highlighting different regions across the state to promote filming and tourism. They have driven all around California over 20 times and still lives there as of today. And something that has nothing to do with this episode, our Cali expert is also known for their rugged good looks. Please welcome to the show. Please welcome to the show our honorable Cali expert, Diana Carmella.
What, you really, really outdid yourself with that. Oh, I was not expecting it to be that good. I'm going to insert an applause right here.
I wrote applause.
She actually did write applause.
We are on the same wavelength.
I don't know how we're going to get through this episode. Listen, it's an honor to be here. I listen to every single episode of B&B, and I've been a fan for a while. So this is exciting for me. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jen.
You're very welcome. You did have to pay me to let you on, but that's all right.
That's between you and I. Jen and I wanted to do a episode featuring California, kind of like the underbelly hotspots of California. These are like the local hotspots. And yeah, so I pitched Jen and she said yes. And now she's regretting it.
I'm not. I'm ready because I don't have to talk much.
No, which is really great. Too, Jen.
Diana, how did you come up with the list?
This is the reason why I picked these particular 10 hotspots in California. First of all, the diversity. So I included some hotels, some adventures, and some restaurants. So you're going to get a sampler, a B&B sampler of all these different kinds of tidbit appetizers of California. The second reason why I picked these top 10, every single one was introduced to me by somebody local to that specific area of California. So when I got there, a person who was born, raised in that particular region said, hey, you got to do this, or you got to go here. So these are all very local hotspots. And then the third reason why I picked these top 10, for each one, it was an all-encompassing experience. So the restaurants that I picked are not because they had the greatest food. Of course, the food is fantastic, but it was from start to finish, entering the place to leaving, the entire experience, the ambiance, the people, everything about it was just an incredible time. And then the last thing, this list is very with the times. So what I'm into right now, which is bars, beaches, and breakfast, apparently. This list is constantly changing for me. This is what it is right now. I was born and raised in California. I went to university. Wow, I've never said that before. Isn't that what Europeans say? I went to university.
Oh, they went to university, yeah.
Uni? I've never said that before. That was weird.
You're supposed to be our expert and you're already fumbling. You're
fired. I went to college in Northern California. And I've done road trips probably at least 20 to 30 times for work and for pleasure and all that stuff. And to me, the state of California is much like Disneyland. So within its borders, you have these very unique sublands that are all very, very different. And a lot of this stemmed from the history of the state. So along the coast, there's a prominent hippie and art influence, which stretches from Los Angeles to Half Moon Bay to San Francisco. So, you know, when you go to San Francisco, it's just full of life and color. And you come down to LA and Venice Beach, it's all that like hippie beach influence. And then as you move kind of inward towards Placer County and El Dorado County, you hit the Gold Rush territory. And you run into these preserved Gold Rush towns that basically look untouched from the Gold Rush era. And then you continue southward and you dive into the serene mountain life of the Sierra Nevada, and then before journeying even further down south to the desert. So it is all these different lands like Disneyland. Do you get that, Jen?
I do get that. I'm sorry, don't hate me, but it's Nevada.
It's Sierra Nevada.
You said Nevada.
Oh, Nevada, Nevada. It's the same thing.
No, it's like Illinois and Illinois.
No, it's Nevada. It's Nevada.
Yes, you said Nevada.
All right. Well, yeah, it's Nevada. It's the same. It's like cookies and cake. It's the exact same ingredients. You just bake it a little bit longer. Oh, God. All right, let's get into this list because I got a plumber coming in 25 minutes.
All right, Diana, what is this first place on this list of yours?
All right, so I'm going to start this off with a bang. This one I was going to save for the end, but I'm putting it up front. It is currently my favorite restaurant in Los Angeles. This is loaded because there are thousands. My first choice is a restaurant called Fia. I was at a bar one time, not this bar, but I was at a bar in LA, and I sat next to this young gentleman, struck up a conversation with him. He was a chef for like 20 years. He worked in 10 different restaurants around the city. And I asked him, I said, what is your favorite restaurant you've ever been to in the city? He said, Fia. I went there. I ate there. Yeah, it is. It's the best restaurant I've ever been to in Los Angeles. So Fia, it's according to Fia's website, it's a whimsical, sexy, and romantic oasis. And I agree.
Just like me. Just like me, baby.
So it's in Santa Monica, and when you walk in, it really is like you're taken back into time. They've got those big red booths. You can watch the chefs cook, and then outside, it's almost like you're in a treehouse or like somebody's house, and they got the string lights, and they have an outdoor bar, and it is just, it's beautiful. It's an all-encompassing experience, and I wanted to tell you what I order when I go to Fia. And I just want to mention too, it's expensive as shit. Like, I need to include this. This is my one restaurant that is a little pricey. Very rightfully so. If you're visiting Los Angeles and you want to go out for a nice dinner, you want to drop a little bit of money, a couple hundies, this is your place. It's Fia. And it's worth it. Okay, I'm going to insert some serene music right now.
Okay.
Do you feel that, Jen?
I feel it.
Okay, ask me what I'm about to order, and I'm gonna tell you what I usually order. Go ahead.
How are you this evening?
I'm great now that I'm at Fia.
Great. I hope you are thirsty and hungry. What can I get you, pretty lady?
I'm gonna get the Joshua Tree cocktail. It's got vodka, cactus pear, ginger, lemon, and cinnamon. I'll have that as my drink.
Okay, I'm really sorry, but we were actually out of that for this evening, but I can get you a Shirley Temple.
God dang it, Jen!
Come on. Okay.
All right. So I usually order the sourdough garlic bread. And then for my the Caesar salad, which has romaine lettuce, parmesan, anchovies, croutons. I didn't memorize this. I printed this out because I wanted to get it right. And then for my main, their seafood risotto with lobster, prawns, and scallops is absolutely to die for. So that's what I would recommend when you visit Fia.
It sounds amazing. You were talking and I was Googling, and the restaurant is 7-hour, 24-minute drive from my house.
Oh my God, if you leave now, you'll make it there by 10 p.m.
Will they still be open?
No, but I'll tell them you're coming, and then they'll keep it closed. All right.
This is a great one to start on.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. All right. So next.
That's a taste.
That's a taste. Right. Okay. So after you eat and you go in food coma, you need a place to sleep.
All right. So now from Los Angeles, we're going to head north to Ventura County. This is a hotel. It's the Cliff House Inn. My dad actually used to live here in the 70s. So coming from Jersey, this is where he moved.
He would live in the hotel, not Ventura County you're talking about. Like,
in this hotel, it was apartment buildings, and then they converted it to a hotel. I think they converted it to a hotel in the 80s.
It's right off the beach. What an amazing hotel.
Yes.
Or an apartment.
Yeah, I know. coming from Jersey, like Newark, to this place, it's insane. So it's right off the one, so the coast, the Pacific Coast Highway, but it's hidden, so you can't see it unless you know it's there. They have a private beach. They have a restaurant called Muscle Shoals, which has seafood and steak. It's downright affordable. It usually costs about $200 a night, but this place is literally like you're on the beach on a cliff. And so the views, the sunsets every single night are spectacular. It is this like hidden thing that not a lot of people know about. And it is probably one of my favorite hotels in California, if not my most favorite.
That's great. I've driven on the one many times, so I'm sure I've passed it, but yeah, didn't know about it.
Yeah, you're going to pass it, but you won't see it. But now you know it's there. So, and it's right, Ventura County. So it's like right below Santa Barbara.
All right. Okay. So I'm hungry again.
Oh, well, so I'm your girl then.
Take me somewhere else. You know, a girl's got to eat. Where are we going to next?
What are you in the mood for?
Well, I just slept at this hotel. And so now I'm awake. So I naturally want breakfast.
Wow, this is great, Jen. Okay. So, my pick for best breakfast in California is a restaurant called Esau's Cafe. It's in a little coastal town called Carpinteria. It's right below Santa Barbara, about 10 minutes south of Santa Barbara. So Esau's is this breakfast place has been around since 1939. And when you walk in, they have those large orange booths that when you sit on, it sounds like you're farting. Like, oh, that's like the real deal.
A perfect cover. I like it. You could just blame the seat.
They are known for their buttermilk pancakes. The pancakes, they're known because their pancakes are massive. It's the size of the plate. My favorite item on the menu are their coconut banana pancakes. And this little hole-in-the-wall, little podunk restaurant has won awards for the New York Times and the LA Times. And yeah, it just is this fantastic little breakfast nook, diner feel. It's the theme is surfers. When you walk in, everything is surfers. And so I hope that tickles your fancy, Jen.
Do they have Jack Johnson banana pancakes playing?
Probably. Yes. It's on repeat.
You know, I lived in Hawaii for several years and
it's Hawaii. I don't know why you keep
We'll
doing
do
this.
A location spotlight on Hawaii and I will take you around the island.
I would love to. Islands. I've been there 25 times, but you live there. Okay. Now you live there, so it's different.
But what I was saying was I was in a Mexican restaurant on the North Shore and I was picking up some food to go and Jack Johnson and his family were sitting like a foot from me. And I did the very polite thing of just looking away and not interrupting the family dinner, even though I was fangirling.
Jack Johnson too seems like a very approachable guy.
Yeah, he seems like that for sure. The actual story I lied was I went up to his table and he told me to get the F away.
There we go. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
All right. So now, Diana, I feel like I need to have a little exercise. I need to go outside. I need to walk around. I need to explore some things. So what's next on the list? Where am I going to?
So next on my list, we're going to head north to Sonoma County. Are you familiar with Sonoma County?
Yes, I've been there many times.
What are they famous for?
Wine.
Wine. So you're asking, why is there not a winery on this list? I did have a winery, but I took it off because I've never been like really, truly impressed by a winery.
Nothing will make you sound more LA than that. It's me. I'm like, all these little grapes taste delicious. Every winery I've been to has blown my mind. You just need to drink wine.
I know. Coppola's was really good though. That's in Sonoma. Oh. Coppola's Winery. Yeah, his was actually it was chaotic though. There was a lot of little kids running around. It was too much.
That's why people were there with their kids. They're like, I need something to drink. Okay, I know. So okay. Why are we not drinking wine? What else are we
doing?
We're
not drinking wine because all right, this is one of my favorite locations. I didn't know about it until I shot this project for the state of California, and then I actually had to film this place. This is Jack London State Park, located in Sonoma County. Jack London. Are you familiar with who Jack London is?
Vaguely. Yeah, I mean, like, I know who he's the author of some things. I'm sure you'll tell us.
Yeah, what is he the author of?
Call of the Wild and White Fang.
Oh, dang, Jen!
I didn't even read this. I just was in my brain.
Whoa! You impress me every day. All right. So the author, famous author, Jack London, this is where he lived. And so this is where he wrote like almost all of his books. And so they turned this into a state park, because obviously he passed away some time ago. On the grounds is his private cottage. So in around 1911, his wife, Charmaine, and Jack, they started to build their dream house, and it's called the Wolf House. And it took years and so much money to build this house, their dream house on this property. And like a week before completion, the thing burned down. One of the workers left rags in the basement that was saturated with some kind of gasoline, and it accidentally caught fire, burned the entire thing down. And that sent Jack London into like this super deep depression. The remains of his dream house are at the state park, so you can walk around and you could see that. But it's cool being like on the land of one of the most famous authors ever. My favorite part about this, and the reason why I tell people to go and visit, his wife, Charmaine, obviously I never met her, but she seems like the most cool, outdoorsy, adventurous, crazy, wild woman. Like, from all the pictures and all the stories. So her house, after Jack died, she built her own house with Jack's sister. And you get a tour of this house, and it's a museum now. But it just shows her personality. And for some reason, I believe I was her in her life. Like, I feel like I was reborn as Diana Carmella, but I felt like I was Charmaine London.
So you went down a notch.
I went down. Yeah, now that I think about it. Now that you said it, I did. And maybe because all the fame I had being Jack London's wife, I just needed a break, and I needed something a little bit more, you know, a little bit more not as mainstream. So now I'm in this body. But so when you walk into her house, she has this grand ballroom, and she has holes in the walls, and she actually could move throughout the house and peer through these holes in the walls, like look down at people. She had a secret entrance where she'd bring like men in.
That's definitely you.
Yeah. And so she had like all these like secret rooms and stuff. And the whole, it was so incredible. So I always tell people, go see Jack London's house, and he's buried there, so you can go, you know, say hello. But it's such a historical, cool place. And I just really vibed with the land, and I was like, I'm here, you know, I look a little different, but I'm back anyway. All right.
Wow. Okay. This took a lot of turns, folks. Okay, I'm excited because I'm, you know, back in the greater Reno, Nevada area. So this is pretty close to me. So what is next on the list? I haven't been to this specific place, but I love this area. So I'm excited for you to share what this is.
We're going to go north to Shasta County. Next thing on my list is the Lake Shasta Caverns. And these caverns are dated back to at least 200 million years. And essentially, they're caves. They're terrifying. I just want everyone to know. Like, they are absolutely, it looks from like a horror movie, something like from Indiana Jones or like from Disneyland, but they are so incredible. Over the years, the water drained, leaving the caverns that you see today. So it's all from just water from like millions and millions of years. And the caves are made entirely of limestone and feature a wide variety of formations, but you actually have to get on a boat, and the boat takes you to the caverns.
Oh, wow.
And it's this whole like full day adventure. And I honestly thought it was the coolest thing. I was terrified in the beginning because to get into the caves, it's a little narrow. It's a little narrow. You got to go down some stairs, and it's slightly terrifying.
Yeah, like, if you're claustrophobic, caverns are a little intimidating.
Yeah, this would be a little scary for you. But then they open up to these grand, beautiful mm-hmm. caves, and it looks like drips of water, and the caves are beautifully lit, and it really does look like something from what's that ride in Disneyland? The Runaway Train. It looks like something that belongs there. And you wouldn't think this was in California. So that is,
I've never been to the Lake Shasta Caverns, but I've been to Luray Caverns, which is, they are the largest caverns in the eastern USA. And, you know, it's a national landmark. Same concept. It's the same thing, but they're massive and you're all underground. And yeah, it's really intimidating. And, you know, they've got those like the pointy limestones, and you're like, if one of those just broke off, I'm gone. I'm dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it is stunning. And yeah, to think it took so long for these things to form. It was really cool. Yeah. Millions.
Yeah. Millions of years.
Yeah. It is beautiful. So yeah, that's a great tip.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're very welcome. You're doing great.
If you mention my name though, they probably won't let you on the boat. So just don't,
What did you do?
Well, when I'm filming, I could be a little annoying because I have to get my shot.
Oh, I know. So, yeah, you get – I don't like using the word bossy. People call me bossy, and I'm like, listen, I'm assertive. I know what I want. You,
assertive.
You just know what you want. You got to get things done. So yeah. You like, hey, you over there, do this. You over there, do this. Is that what you're doing?
I was like, speed it up. We need to get there fast. Speed it up. And the guy just was like, sit down.
The captain was like, okay, girl. You're not from National Geographic. You're like, I was hired by the state of California. I will get you fired.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
All right. Let's move. We're going south.
Woo, we're going all over. I'm getting a little car sick, but that's all right. Okay.
That's all right.
Where are we going, girl?
All right. So we're heading south now to Sacramento. Sacramento. I got some notes. Have you ever been to Sacramento?
Yes, of course. That's where my mom was from. Yeah. I mean, it's 2 hours from my house. So, yeah, I've been there a ton. Yeah.
All right. So I was recently in Sacramento and I had to go all around the city and film. Sacramento over the last decade has gone through this complete transformation. Council or the higher ups of Sacramento are really going in and kind of shifting Sacramento. Sacramento is sort of known for farming. Like that's kind of like their thing. And they're shifting it into this whole farm to table movement. They're really cleaning up the entire city, and it's now very family oriented, and it really is an incredible place just to walk around. Not past like 9, but
right.
Like
yes, I mean, there's like Sacramento definitely has its pros, and a lot of people like to speak on its cons. But I've been there, and I've really liked certain spots from there.
Absolutely,
it doesn't get talked about enough. You just hear a lot of the bad.
Yes, yes. This part of Sacramento, I'm talking specifically of Midtown. Midtown, so you have like downtown Sacramento, and then you have Eastern Sacramento. We're talking about that spot right in the middle. And I was blown away by Midtown because they have incredible, it's a kind of like a younger vibe. They have incredible art, museums, cafes, restaurants, and like I said, a huge farm-to-table influence that it very much reminded me of San Francisco. It feels very colorful and alive. And I ate at a restaurant. The one restaurant that I had, it was called Mulvabee's B&L. And B&L stands for Building and Loan. And that's just like the owner is paying homage to the original building, which was like an 1893 firehouse. The food was incredible. Very fresh, and just the whole vibe there. There's constantly music playing, not from homeless people, but like from bands and like different bars, and you go bar hopping, and it really is this very eccentric, very lively, colorful, beautiful kind of place. And I really, really enjoyed it way more than I thought I was. And so Midtown Sacramento. Yeah, and they have festivals now going on all the time, and they're really bringing in that family aspect, and there's tons of new cafes, and this younger generation coming up, these entrepreneurs are building these, like, you know, cafes and restaurants, and that whole young vibe is just very, energetic.
And, I like that. Not that Sacramento and Reno remind me of each other, but what does remind me is I hear a lot of people say really negative things about Reno, like when I've lived all over. But a lot of people who come here and visit for the first time, whether it's my friends or, you know, like my husband or past boyfriends, I show them like the spots and they think this place is amazing. Reno. And I think that kind of reminds me of what you're saying about Sacramento. Like if you're just driving through and you're stopping or you hear some things on the news, it's not a really good image. But there are some really great hidden gems throughout. And I love hearing anybody say anything positive about Reno and Sacramento because
– we should do a Reno spotlight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I lead it? Can I take
you
around?
I don't know. I get car sick. All right. Let's move east.
I love this next place.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah. This is where I got my marriage certificate.
Oh. Okay. So the next place is Placerville. It's a tiny town in El Dorado County. And I just thought this was the coolest little gold rush town. This is around this area is where gold was discovered. And this particular town, I mean, you've been there. It looks untouched from the gold rush era. Like these are some of the original buildings. And yeah, it's classified as a California historic landmark. And I was there for a few nights. And at night, I'm really into the live music thing, with the bars. And it's these old buildings, but it's like newer that the people are obviously, you know, new people. They're not original people. Oh, but so that's the first line I ever said.
Observation.
Yeah, yeah. Just mentioning that. They're holocausts. But it is, it's just like, it looks like a backlot of like, you know, Warner Brothers or Paramount or one of the big studios. It just looks like you're in a Hollywood backlot. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. There is this this one spot that I keep thinking about. It's called, they have something called Hangman's Tree. And it's located at 305 Main Street, so on the main boulevard. And what's in it constantly changes. When I was there, it was an ice cream shop. And I guess before that, it was a bank. But early on, when the town originated in the, I think it was like the late 1800s, or in the 18, I'm just gonna say 1800s. In the 1800s, there was this big tree, and the mayor or the head of the town, when they first colonized it, he would hang people, and he was known for that. Like if you disobey the rules, you're gonna get hung. So they hung all these people. So at this particular building in current times, at 305 Main Street, it's an ice cream shop right now. Underneath the floorboards is the stump of the original hangman's tree. And so outside, they do have a guy like hanging from a noose.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, but it's fake. It's obviously,
well,
it's a landmark.
Yeah, but still, you're not selling this to me very well.
Yeah, I know. The original tree, it's interesting. But this is also like a wives' tale. Like nobody knows if it's there, but certain people have worked on it, said, yeah, it's definitely down there. They want to keep it there. So, yeah, it's a weird, weird vibe.
But, you know, but, some of our listeners may be into stuff like that.
Like totally, I am.
And, you know, yeah, so there you go. There's a little something for everybody here.
We want to please everybody. All right, let's keep it going.
All right, I really like this next one. So
this is a great
let's
one.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is an adventure. So if you're into adventure, listen up. This is for you. This is one of my favorite hikes. Probably one of my favorite hike right now in California. It's the Big Pine Lakes Trail. And this is in the John Muir Wilderness in the Eastern Sierra Nevada. Fuck. All right. She's giving me the thumbs up. So I got it right. And this kind of starts near Bishop, like the Bishop Mammoth area. And it's a 16.2 loop trail. And there's seven lakes. You can hike to all seven of them. I recommend getting to that second lake. It is absolutely, it's stunning. I mean, have you seen the pictures, Jen?
Yes.
I mean, you see one of them, but
I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like crystal glacier blue water with the pointy mountain peaks, and it's absolutely stunning. You can do it as a day hike. When I did it as an overnight hike, but it is just, it's tough. I mean, it's a tough hike. If you're not a hiker, it's challenging. But it is so glorious, and it's so beautiful. And there's a campsite right at the base where you can camp the night before and then start early in the morning. You can go swim in the lakes, and it's beautiful. So Big Pine Lakes Trail in the John Muir Wilderness. That's going to go for down as my favorite hike in California.
It sounds like something that you should maybe want to do over a few days so you can backpack and enjoy and swim and take your time. And
oh, absolutely, yeah. Jen. Absolutely. And
get away from the ghosts at the hangman tree.
Hangman tree. All right, my plumber just got here. So if you hear doggies, I'm going to try to edit them out, but they want me to know that the plumber's here.
All right, okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay, we have two more. Let's get more. It done. Home run, girl.
All right, here we go. We are now in the car driving south to the beautiful, bustling desert oasis of Palm Springs.
I'm ready. I stayed in Palm Springs when I was waiting out a storm when I was hiking the PCT.
Ooh.
And it like shared a hotel room with like eight hikers. It was the only time I did that. I was like one and done. But yeah, we were all waiting out a storm.
Orgy. Nice.
That's one foul orgy if that's what's going on.
All right. So my place in Palm Springs is a restaurant. And I have talked about this place before, but it will always be on every single list I ever produce of California, and it's Shanghai Reds. And this is a podunk taco. Well, it's not really a taco place. It's a podunk restaurant in the back of a fish market in downtown Palm Springs. The bar itself, it was a fish freezer that they converted into a bar. And this place is famous for their Baja fish tacos, but they've got steamed clams, oysters, Rockefeller, chipino, lobster, and steak. And all the seafood comes in from San Pedro. So it's all fresh seafood, and they get deliveries every day. When I'm there, I usually get the seafood pasta, which comes with shrimp and crab and mussels and clams, and it's over like a white wine butter sauce. They have amazing drinks, And if you sit at the bar, because it's a restaurant where you can actually sit, but if you go into the freezer and sit at the bar, there's this little man who is literally making everything. It's this one dude, and he's been there for so long, like at least a decade. And you can see him making all the food, and it really is such a cool spot. And the owner, his name is Luis Pagano. If you are in downtown Palm Springs and you just drink too much and you're like, wow, I really want to – I have a hankering for some seafood. you're just drunk off your ass and you want to get some shellfish because that goes well together.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're throwing that up later, that's not a good combo. Yeah. But is it worthwhile?
It's all right. It's worthwhile. I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it. So, Shanghai Reds in Palm Springs. Yeah.
So – just something you should know. If you ever want to make me my meal or take me out somewhere and get me my favorite meal, this is it.
Ooh.
It is.
Ham sandwich?
Definitely not. It is a big old bowl. Let's make it a bucket of steamed clams with some garlic and, you know, white wine, you know, sauce marinating with some garlic bread on the side with some cold Chardonnay. That's it. That's all you need to do. So I'm going to come down and I'm going to visit you and your parents. In Palm Springs.
Okay. All right.
And we're going to go to Shanghai Reds one day.
Yes. Yes, of course. Absolutely. I'm not allowed in the restaurant anymore, though, because I filmed there. So.
Oh, are you really not?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it. I'll go by myself. Okay. So I'm really excited because we're ending this list with dessert, which is very smart.
Yes, this is going to be – this place is so funny because there's so much incredible dessert all over the state. This is and I picked this place. I don't know – well, I do know why. The finale of this top 10 list, we're going to Glendora. And Glendora is in between Los Angeles and Palm Springs. So if you're in Los Angeles and you're driving to Vegas, you're probably going to pass Glendora on the 210. It's called the Donut Man.
What do they sell?
And – clams, oddly.
I'll be going there too. Amazing.
So, the Donut Man, this is like, I would consider it a shack. I would say the word shack.
It looks like a shack.
Yeah, it's this little donut shack thing on the side of the road. And this place has been around for 48 years. It was founded in 1972 by Jim and Miyoko Nakano. They founded this place 48 years ago. They're known for their fresh fruit donuts, especially their strawberry donuts.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Their strawberry donuts are the size, literally the size of my head. So they're huge. And you can stand there and look through the glass and watch the workers bake each donut by hand. They were so popular, there's also another location in downtown at the Grand Central Market.
Downtown Glendora.
Downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Glendora doesn't seem like a place that has like outskirts in downtown. It just seems like this is all we've got.
It's just, that's all we got. All they got is the Donut Man. I mean, that is the Donut Man.
It sounds like the Donut Man is holding Glendora strong.
He is. Yes. He's essentially fueling their entire economy. It's just this Donut Man. But yeah, that's a little hole in the wall introduced to it by my friends, Maddie and Riley. Maddie, who you know. And it was a cool little spot. And I always tell people to go there if they're driving on the 210 to Vegas from LA.
I think this was a great list because I'm vaguely familiar with California. I live like 30 minutes from the border and I've also driven all across the state and obviously hiked through it. But I didn't know about a lot of these, which I like.
Thanks, Jen.
See? Yeah, so I think you did great. I think the state of California did a great job hiring you. I hope they paid you well. Did they?
Could have been more.
Okay. Oh, that's always the case. Okay, so before we wrap this up, I feel like people have such like a visceral reaction. It's either they love California or they hate California. There's people who I think will see that we did a location spotlight on California and will completely delete our podcast forever.
Yes,
that's how much they don't like California. So I want to ask you, why do you think people should give California a try?
I think you should give California a try. Well, the diversity in the landscape. I was going to say the people, but
that's usually the downfall of California, some of the people.
LA is a little difficult, but the rest of the state is great. I think people should give it a chance because of the diversity of the landscape. And it really is this creative place. I don't know. When I'm doing these road trips, I'm going back up to Shasta in a few weeks. When I'm doing these road trips, the creative juices are constantly flowing. And it is a very welcoming state. And of course they have, we usually get reamed for the taxes and the political views or what people kind of like. Yeah. But it really is you got to look at the land, the mountains and the desert, and spending time here, I really think is very healing. I don't know. When we did the Tahoe Rim Trail, you know, it is the landscape. There's something about the landscape and being out in this kind of nature, you know, the redwoods and the mountains and the snow and all this. It really is very good for creativity and thinking. And I don't know, I want to be outside. I constantly want to be outside wherever I am in California.
Yeah.
And there's always something to explore. There's always something. This state is so big. And yeah, and really too, the work ethic of people. If you notice on my list, I've got a lot of podunk, call them podunk, a lot of smaller places. And they're all these family-owned places of people that are so driven. They're driven by the land and wanting to make money and better themselves. And I know you can say that about anywhere, but especially California. You got to work really hard because it is
to live
damn
there, yeah.
expensive to live here. So the majority of people are really working really, really hard to stay here because of the land and because of how healing I think it is. And so that's a loaded answer, but did you get any of that?
I did. And yeah, I'm not from there. I've never lived there, but I do really agree with that. It's just been so beautiful. I mean, I hiked through the entire state and I saw so many different kind of landscapes and climates, and it's gorgeous. And you're kind of like, where else in the world can you find a state that encompasses all of that? And there's been so much good food and there's so much to do. There's beaches, but different kind of beaches. You go to NorCal, you're going to get one type of beach. You go to SoCal, there's a different kind of beach, and the wineries and the food and the outdoorsy stuff. And yeah, I mean, I really enjoy it. I don't want to live there due to how expensive it is.
So expensive.
It's expensive where I live, but it's even more in California. And yeah, but I'm really excited to be kind of back near California and making trips out. And yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going up to Shasta, so maybe I'll come visit you on the way down.
Oh yeah, you have time. Yeah, no, don't. Well, you're stuck now in it, girl. Shasta is one of my favorite places. It's on the PCT and just in general.
Lassen, Bernie Falls. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. I definitely think if people are able to check out this, if they're listening to this episode, to check out this list and maybe try to go to some of these places.
As a gift, I'm going to put this on our website. So if you visit bushandbanner.com, on our homepage is going to be a link where you can actually download this list. And so you have it in a PDF if you wanted to print it out, if you're doing a road trip or something.
That's so nice of you, Diana, to do that for the people.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time too. So I do care. I mean, I'm showing you how much I care by doing this list for you. We're going to spotlight some of these locations on our Instagram. So go visit our Instagram page and you can kind of see some videos of some of the locations I'm talking about. All this video footage I shot.
Yeah, none of this. No ghosts, please. I don't like ghosts.
I can't promise anything, Jen.
Ooh. All right. Well, it was a great episode. Good job, Cali expert.
Thanks. We're going to Reno next.
Oh boy, everyone's in for a treat.
You got casinos there, right?
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks. Yep. Yes.
Wait, casinos, cigarettes, and hookers. That's all I think about.
Oh yeah, hey, that might get our listener views up. All right. It was a great episode, and we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.